Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Don. Growing up, I watched a lot of movies.
And I didn't.
So we're talking about movies that Megan has heard of, but has never seen. Today we're talking about the movie Resident Evil.
We're not film critics or anything like that, just two people who watch movies and spend a lot of time with each other.
Welcome to Movies with Megadon. Let's see what Megan knows. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back with another episode of Movies with Megadon.
We're back with a movie-centered podcast episode.
Yeah.
Get excited.
I am. Woo!
we're getting back into the swing of doing this, I think.
Yeah.
We're both just looking at each other being like, what do we talk about right now? Because, you know, like the first 10 minutes of every podcast is sort of just like, this is what we've been up to and blah, blah, blah. Is that interesting? Do you all like to hear that stuff?
I think it depends.
Or do you just skip to the movie?
I think it depends on if we're talking about something actually interesting.
Yeah, I know. Don, what's been going on? Actually, here. Let me ask this way.
Okay.
Maybe we can do this, maybe it's not. I don't know. We'll just see. Do you have any hot takes?
Hot takes.
Or strong opinions?
Strong opinions.
That you want to share at this moment?
Well, I mean, you know what? Let's just get into like all you can eat places.
What?
Yeah, like hot pot and Korean barbecue and, you know, like all you can eat buffets.
I was not expecting...
Maybe I'm hungry. I don't know.
Well, we ate all-you-can-eat hot pot yesterday.
Yes,
so
we
maybe
did.
this is probably where this is coming from.
Well, yeah. I was thinking about it.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
So, you know, growing up, you know, I...
I watched a lot of movies. I went to a lot of buffets.
Yeah. I went to a lot
and
of...
And I didn't.
A lot of all-you-can-eat places, right?
I mean, me too.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You're the best.
Well, and I'll get to that. That's your opinion.
Okay, all right.
So, like, growing up, yeah, that was like the best bet, right? And you get your biggest bang for your buck by eating as much as you can of the stuff that you want, right? And that's nice, right? But as I got older, and now I'm older, I don't want to eat as much, right? And so I feel like I'd rather just buy one or two things that I'm actually going to enjoy a lot and maybe take leftovers with me. Then go to an all-you-can-eat place that's like, you know, a little more pricey because all-you-can-eat. And, you know, most of the stuff is kind of like, it's okay, it's good, but it's not like if you would have bought it individually and they took the time and care to make this nice meal. Like, it's kind of like, let's just throw it in a trough, essentially, and let everybody go at it. And so, I don't know, I just feel like, for me, getting older, it's not as appealing as it once was.
You know, I have responses, but you mentioned I'm getting older. Now that I'm older, you are approaching a special birthday that we're not going to mention the actual number of, but you are like reaching, I think, a stage in your life where I feel like you feel like you can say that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You're like, I can speak with some authority now that I'm turning
80. I have that wisdom, right?
I don't know. I love all you can eat.
Yeah.
I love all you can eat. I do agree that it requires you to be in a certain state on that day. Like, you can't just be randomly like, oh, let's go to all you can eat, you know, blank.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of need to mentally and physically prepare for it.
Yeah, the whole day.
The whole day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you just need to arrive prepared and ready.
Yeah,
to receive all of the joy that all you can eat buffets or whatever.
Well, that's
situations. Yeah,
that's a different mentality. I take it as it's time to get my money's worth.
I know you are very much like, I need to get the most expensive stuff at least.
Yeah,
dude, we went to a Prefix place for our anniversary a couple of years ago, and Don was like, if we're spending X amount, we are going to choose the most expensive, heaviest items. And so we did. And I felt sick at the end of the meal because it was all the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I like all you can eat because I like variety.
Yeah,
I like variety
I
in my meals. So I can get that with all you can eat. That was all, I guess.
Yeah.
I love buffets. Yeah. I love buffets.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will go to the trough of the various places.
Yeah. I mean, I will too, but it's not my number one place to go.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry. I'm
disappointed. You're disappointing me in your old age.
Oh my gosh. Don't say that.
I didn't realize that you had such a hot take.
Well, there you go.
Will you never go again?
No, I'm always going to go.
You're okay.
I'm
so,
just saying.
So you have this opinion, but it's not going to affect anything about how you live your life.
No. Well, first of all, you enjoy it and people enjoy it. And I enjoy it. I want my money's worth. Okay. I got to go.
I think you got your money's worth.
Yeah.
I think you got enough Australian beef.
Yeah, yeah.
At this hot pot place.
You know, I'm just saying, if I'm going to go in, I got to go in mentally prepared.
Yes.
And I got to go in hungry.
Now I'm hungry. Now I want to go back. Now I want a buffet.
Yeah. I'm all about
eating
that
for dinner.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm just saying I'm all about that deal.
No, I understand. I totally get you.
Yeah.
So,
Megan.
Yeah.
Do you got any hot takes now that I surprised you with mine?
Oh God, I wasn't prepared.
Well, you're the one who asked the question.
I know.
Let's try something new.
Wait.
Oh, I didn't have it ready. You're like, hey, let's try something new. Do you have any hot takes? And like, you had one ready, but you don't, I guess.
Honestly, I don't feel strongly about anything in my life right now.
Wow.
I don't have any strong opinions.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, fine.
Fun
what
things.
Do you think about hot takes?
What? Oh, I think hot takes are overrated, and we need to stop with the hot takes. That's my hot take on hot takes.
Oh, okay.
Let's just have lukewarm takes. Let's just keep things to ourselves.
Well, that's unfortunate. You don't have any hot takes.
I have zero hot takes at this moment. I have no strong opinions about anything fun.
So that was Megan's fun hot takes.
Those were my cold, ice cold takes. I think we just need to get into the movie.
Yeah.
Let's get into Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. So, Megan, what do you know about Resident Evil?
Okay. It's about vampires. It's about the evil that resides within.
Uh-huh.
It is also about the evil that resides in a physical place.
Okay.
And when I think about that, I think about vampires.
Got it. So, you know? Let me ask you about vampires then.
Yeah.
In your mind, are they the Twilight vampires or are you talking about like Dracula vampires?
Oh, Dracula. Okay. They're evil.
Okay.
Evil.
You don't like think vampire? Resident you don't evil. Think the Twilight... vampires are evil?
The
Vatican ones are pretty evil.
I thought you were asking about the protagonist.
Oh no, I'm talking about vampires general, the general vampire.
There are different kinds of vampires though.
Yeah,
they have different diets. Some of them are eating human blood, some of them are not, so you can't just lump them all into one.
Yeah, well you can't.
You know, so these vampires in Resident Evil are evil.
All of them.
Human sucking vampires.
All of them.
Yes. And I think this is about humans eradicating the evil that resides within.
Does that get rid of all vampires when they eradicate this evil?
Yes. I'm just going to go for it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And this is like what you know.
This is what I think. I think Resident Evil has like someone in a skin tight leather patent leather cat suit right on a top of a building or something.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it like sexy a little bit?
Yeah, a little sexy.
But also like gritty.
Okay.
You know, a little bit. And the main colors of the movie or like the movie poster are like black and red.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All Resident Evil.
Yeah, so what's the main character? Do you know?
I have no idea. That's all. These are all the things that I'm coming into this conversation with.
A guy, girl.
Girl.
Main character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Human.
Human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I want to see the movie poster because that's all.
Well, let me one more question.
Okay.
What time frame is this? Is this today?
It's today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like present day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This is the movie poster.
Okay. Yo, I told you, red and black.
Yeah.
What is happening?
What do you see?
Resident Evil. There are two women.
Uh-huh. Do you know who they are?
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
And Michelle Rodriguez. I didn't know either one of them were in this. Okay. Yeah. Mila Jovovich, she is blonde with short hair.
Uh-huh.
She is holding a very large gun.
Assault rifle.
In her right hand.
Uh-huh.
And is wearing a dress with a very, very high slit, basically like on the side of her hip, but is wearing like a mini skirt under that.
What color?
Red.
Okay.
A red dress, but with a black mini skirt under with like spaghetti straps. And what looks to be black, like calf high boots.
Sure.
And then behind her is Michelle Rodriguez. She has her back to the camera, but she's looking over her shoulder. She, I think, probably has a braid and her hair is a little like falling over her face.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like she's wearing cargo pants or something with a tank top and she's wearing gloves. And behind them is red tinted fog and some sort of halo, like a circle around them. And at the bottom, it says survive the horror.
Yeah.
This could still be about vampires.
Of course.
It's about vampires.
You still believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're fighting the vampires. They're fighting the evil resident.
Yeah.
And surviving the horror.
Okay. So what resident is this?
What?
Wait, where do you think this takes place? You think it's a residence, like an actual place?
I think it's global.
Oh, it's a global one.
Yeah.
So it's not like a house.
No.
Okay.
Like
a one bedroom apartment or something.
No. I see what you're saying. So before this, I'd sort of imagined a castle. I no longer think it's like a castle, but I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it is like a castle.
Okay. So where is this?
Is this
the Americas?
No, this is in the United States.
Okay.
So maybe there's not a castle. Maybe it's just a fancy house that they're fighting where the vampires. Okay. My guess is falling apart. But they, okay. You know what it is?
What?
Okay. There's a dinner party.
Okay.
There's a dinner party at a Rhode Island mansion. One of those huge ones where there are multiple rooms and people are all staying over, right?
Sure.
Okay. Mila Jovovich is there.
Like Clue.
As a guest. In Clue, are they all staying over at the house?
Well, they don't stay the night.
Okay. So these are all people staying the night.
Okay.
Just like Bridgerton.
Like a haunted mansion.
No.
Oh.
No, it's a regular house.
Oh, okay. A house, but not like a mansion.
Like a mansion.
Okay.
I said a Rhode Island mansion, but they're like house. It's a house.
They're house
guests. Big house with lots and lots of room. And they're having a nice dinner and something happens where it's like, I don't know, the chandelier kind of jolts.
And it falls.
Like, what's happening? And the house gets sucked into hell.
Oh.
Or hell opens. And the vampires come out or something, and the host,
it's like a portal.
Owner of the house, is actually a vampire themselves.
And
they've invited all these people, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Mila Jovovich somehow has ties to law enforcement, and that's when Michelle Rodriguez comes in.
Uh-huh.
Right?
She's not a house guest.
No, she's not a house guest. I think she is like first responder
phones
situation.
A friend. Kind of phones a friend kind of thing.
Whatever. Yeah. Mila Jovovich is a journalist
okay,
who has ties to first responder, FBI, whatever, law enforcement, military situation. And that's where Michelle Rodriguez comes in.
Okay.
Okay. So she like sneaks in kind of
like a ninja.
No. National Treasure style through the rainwater system.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The plumbing.
Yeah. The plumbing. And like gets in, and then I don't know, they fight for their lives, because the vampires, if they defeat this house, will then go on to defeat the rest of the world.
Just inhabit the world.
Yeah.
And the reign of vampires begins.
Yes. Kind of like Planet of the Apes.
But vampires. So a lot of supernatural stuff.
Yes.
Got it.
This
How does it
looks
end?
Super... So this all happens overnight.
One night.
And as the dawn... As the sun emerges...
Does that kill vampires?
It helps.
Okay.
With eradicating the evil that resides within.
Yeah.
And... That's when the movie ends.
With them succeeding?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are no other Resident Evils.
Oh, shoot. Maybe there are. Oh, my God. Maybe there are other portals to hell. Do vampires come from hell? They don't come from hell. But maybe there are other portals in other places. And it's like...
Each resident is
this
evil.
Is like, this, you know, the first stand, huh. You know? Of,
and this is the first stand, okay.
You know, yeah.
Or and that's there's no ends. Prequels before this. That
I don't know. Aren't okay. there games? Isn't there a Resident Evil game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes total sense.
So did the game come first or the movie?
I have no idea. Oh, the game came first.
Okay.
There's a game and it came first, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So let me rehash this thing that you have made.
You blinked real hard.
Well, because I got to remember all the stuff you said. Okay, so basically, and I'm going to do it the short version of this, and you tell me if I'm wrong, and
okay.
you can correct me as I go. A bunch of people were invited to this mansion for unknown reasons to stay over. The host, being a vampire, actually wanted them there for some sort of sacrifice, I guess, for this to open a portal. Is that it's kind of
yeah,
what you're going for?
Yeah, totally. That's what I said.
Yeah, sacrifice to open a portal to hell, which the vampires live or reside or are currently banished to. And so they do succeed opening a portal and the vampires come out and Emilia Jovovich's character, which is named, give her a name.
Jane
calls in a friend to help. And that's Michelle Rodriguez's character named. Yes. Anytime.
I'm thinking all I'm coming up with is Patty.
Wow.
Nora. Oh my God.
What year was this made?
Like 90.
2002. Okay, so go with that.
Brittany. No. Oh, you know what? Okay. Scratch what I said before. I think Michelle Rodriguez's character's name is Jane. And Mila Jovovich's character's name is Andy.
Okay. So Andy calls in a friend. Jane, Michelle Rodriguez's character, to come in and help with this infestation of vampires at this new residence. And so she phones a friend, she sneaks in through the plumbing and starts wiping out vampires, trying to save, I guess, Andy. Yes, is that right? Or does Andy just a badass too?
I think she's a little bit of a badass yes. too.
So Andy, yeah. also being a journalist, has connections. That's how she knows to call Jane, and knows that she has expertise in dealing with situations. Maybe not this kind of situation, but situations in general.
Situations.
Anyway, shenanigans happens, and they fight off the vampires until daybreak. And during daybreak, when the sun is rising over the horizon, they are finishing up some of the vampires, and the sunrise helps eliminate the rest.
Yes.
And that they look over at, I guess, maybe a ruined mansion at this point, or where looking over a ruined mansion, and victorious in the day as they both walk into the sunrise.
Yeah.
The end. All right. One. Out of 10.
Would anyone watch the movie that I just came up with?
I feel like it's a combination of a lot of vampire movies.
In my mind, it's combining like
30 Days of Night with like
what?
Blade, with Underworld.
I haven't seen any of these.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Well, then you're good.
What's
doing
30
good.
Days of Night?
30 Days of Night. Yeah, 30 Days of Night.
I haven't seen Blade. Blade.
You've never seen Blade?
No.
Wow.
What's Underworld? Is that the one with Kate?
Beckinsale?
Yeah.
Yes.
She is in a cat suit on a building. That is Underworld.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Wrong movie.
Well, I can't wait to learn what Resident Evil is about. Yeah. It's not vamp. Is it vampires?
We'll have to find out and see.
What are the other? Is it demons?
I don't know.
Resident Evil.
I think we're ready.
Let's go.
Let's watch this.
We'll be right back.
All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. This is the synopsis I found online for Resident Evil. Based on the popular video game, leaders of a commando team must break into The Hive, a vast underground genetics laboratory operated by the powerful Umbrella Corporation. There, a deadly virus has been unleashed, killing the lab's personnel and resurrecting them as the evil undead. The team has just 3 hours to shut down the lab's supercomputer and close the facility before the virus threatens to overrun the Earth. Feel free to pause the podcast and go watch Resident Evil, or continue listening for our discussion.
And we're back.
Yeah.
We just watched Resident Evil.
Yep, yep, yep.
And now I think it is time for
Don's fun facts.
Don, what fun facts do you have?
So, first fun fact, I love this game. That's just a fact. I love Resident Evil, the franchise.
Oh, I thought you meant the fun facts is a game to you. No. You like the game that this movie is based on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm a big fan. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a fun fact. I'm not sure if anybody...
I don't think I've ever watched you play it.
Well, I had them. I beat them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went through it.
Resident Evil 3?
Yeah.
Oh, when was that?
And Resident Evil 2.
When did you play that?
Over the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, and Resident Evil 1 I have on the GameCube and stuff like that. They did a remake. It's so good. But yeah, so that's the first fun fact.
I love it.
Huge fan.
Great. Not about the movie, but you know, whatever. It's about you.
About me. Okay, the first fun fact I have is about Michelle Rodriguez.
Mm.
She is a huge fan as well.
Mm.
And so apparently... as she was growing up, she played it. And
when did the game come out first?
So the game came out in 1996 on the PlayStation 1, way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And it was survival horror, zombies, and stuff like that.
What?
Survival horror.
Just to be clear, survival horror.
Survival horror.
H-O-R-R-O-R.
How does that sound again?
Horror.
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 Yeah. Survival horror. Anyway, so she's a big fan, and she told her agent that she wanted to be a part of any kind of script that came out that was Resident Evil.
Ah,
and
cool.
So when the script was finally out... I guess she got the part.
Good for her.
She got into it, yeah.
She manifested that.
So the second fun fact that I have is the whole cast had to play the game before the movie.
Oh, who made them do that? The director?
I think the director.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they all had to play, and some of them obviously weren't like video gamers, so they actually just, some of them had to just watch somebody play the game and beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
So on videos and stuff like that. But, you know, that was before like Twitch and stuff and YouTube that you know, people didn't really
do
that.
That's cool.
Yeah. The next fun fact I have is about the director. His name is Paul W.S. Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and he directed the movie. And I don't like going into who would have played who anymore, but this one's kind of important. So originally, Alice, the main character...
Mila Jovovich
was actually going to be played by Gwyneth Paltrow.
And
when she, I guess it fell through, they got Mila Jovovich. Mila Jovovich is like the first time they met the director and her.
Okay.
And they ended up getting married.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Yes. They're still together. They didn't get married till later, but that's where they met.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that they got married in 2009.
Yeah.
But I don't know when they got together.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Oh, love stories.
So I thought that was a fun fact.
They began dating after the film. He proposed the year after, 2003, and then they were engaged on and off for 4 years. Okay. All right. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So staying on topic with Mila Jovovich, she took on the role because her brother was a huge fan.
Ah.
Yeah. Did you know the main character, Mila Jovovich's character, Alice?
Yeah.
They actually never say her name in the entire movie on purpose.
Then how did we know that her name was Alice?
Well,
did you tell me in the middle of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you ruined it.
I forgot.
You ruined it. I put it in my notes and I was like, I didn't know that. But
I did.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know they didn't mention it until I read it. I was like, you're right. They never really did.
Yeah.
And it's in the credits, like Alice and then Mila Jovovich. And she, you know, she's in other movies, the Resident Evil movies where they actually say her name.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first one, she was like a blank slate, and so they never said her name.
Is it because she doesn't remember her name?
No, no. It's because you're supposed to go on this journey, like kind of figuring out what's going on as well. And so they just never say her name.
Well, it's interesting when she ends up saying her supposed husband, like, you know, her partner.
Yeah.
They had a thing.
Spence.
Spence. Like she remembers his name and says Spence, but it's interesting that if we're supposed to go on this journey with her.
Yeah. It's her journey.
Yeah, of her journey. You would have thought that maybe she would remember her name at a certain point and we would learn it too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So staying on topic of characters and Spence and Alice and everybody else that's on there and Michelle Rodriguez's character, Rain. These are all original characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of them based off of the games.
Oh.
The reason why they did this was because since there was a lot of players of the game, they didn't want players of the game to watch this movie and know who was going to survive.
Oh, I see.
Because if you have a big name, you're like, oh, I know that name.
Wait.
And they couldn't kill anybody because if they died in the game, they can't die here, obviously.
So is there still an Umbrella Corporation?
Yeah, Umbrella Corporation is the main corporation.
Okay.
That does all that's the name. But I'm talking about the characters themselves.
No, I understand. So there are completely... I mean, I don't know the game at all.
Yeah.
Are the main characters in the game, do they work at the Hive? Or like, are they in a completely different part of this universe than what we see in the movie?
Oh, no. They're part of Raccoon City. They're like in the original game, you play a police guy.
But they're above ground. I mean,
they're in the Hive. Mansion.
Oh, they're in the mansion. Yeah. I see. Okay, cool.
So the mansion plays a bigger role.
I see.
And Raccoon City itself. Like that's where the second game takes place. In Raccoon City.
Cool.
And the first game takes place just in the mansion.
Mm.
There's no underground.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So they created and extended and expanded the universe.
They explained
able to have this movie basically.
They explained the development of it, essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of what they did with the original aspect of this movie.
And I like that.
Yeah. We all know that infamous laser scene. Super brutal.
Ooh, yeah.
Not in the game.
That's good.
Yeah. So
I like that.
So but it became one of the games later.
I bet it did.
So they added that into Resident Evil 4.
That's the kind of thing that you can't not add to something related to Resident Evil. Like if there were a Resident Evil ride, know why I always go to rides, right? I feel like that would be part of it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like that's a crazy scene just in general.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. So and then I have one more fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
The last fun fact was during the last day of shooting, one of the crew members had a birthday, and the crew got and all the actors got drunk, and so they did the last film day. They're all drunk actors. All the actors were drunk.
Do we know what? I'm so confused. Last day of shooting.
Yeah,
it was a crew member's birthday.
Yeah,
so they drank on the clock during the day.
Yeah,
not they didn't save it for afterwards.
No.
Do we know what scenes were filmed during that time?
I do not know.
Oh.
But yeah, so there's a scene. There's like a day where the last day of shooting was the day they got all drunk.
That's
and the director was like, "I don't want to direct a bunch of drunk people, please don't get drunk. And they got drunk anyway.
Well, if you're going to let your actors drink on set, then I don't know what to tell you.
And so that brings us to the end of
Dawn's Fun Facts.
So what did you think?
That's fun.
Yeah, you liked them?
Yeah, those are good facts. There are some good facts behind this movie.
I think so, too.
So my rating was 1.
Yeah, 1 out of 10.
Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
There was a mansion.
Uh-huh.
They navigate in tunnels.
Which is very surprising that you even said that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like
plumbing tunnels.
Rainwater plumbing tunnels. Okay.
Rain. Her name's Rain.
I guess that Mila Jovovich's name was Andy, and her name is Alice.
Which is never spoken.
Well, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
I was almost there.
Is that all you got?
So I think I deserve a 2.
Fine. You can have your 2.
Thank you.
Okay. That made it so much easier. Just tell me what you want, and I'll just give it to you.
I want a 10.
No, no, no. Within reason.
So this movie,
yeah,
there's a lot going on.
And it has a decent pace.
And I thought it was a lot of different kinds of movies.
Oh my gosh, from the very beginning, you're like, what's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah, at the beginning when it's orienting you to the movie and it's talking about Umbrella Corporation and it just sounds like Amazon and like other wow. corporations now. I was like, oh, is this like a hacker's thing?
Like kind of look like it.
And then it kept on going and I was like, oh, so it's like an evil technology thing. And it really isn't until like the middle of the movie
yeah.
or like a third of the movie goes by, maybe.
Maybe more.
When you're like, oh, it's zombies.
Yeah, if you didn't know it was zombies, yeah.
Oh.
But imagine a person that knew what it was about
yeah.
was waiting for these zombies to show up. Would that affect you differently?
If I knew that this was zombies and I was just waiting for it, yeah.
Okay.
If I saw this on a plane,
yeah,
I would have been like freaked out that it was a zombie movie. It was ultimately a zombie movie.
Because yeah, yeah.
I thought it was just like technology gone wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad.
Technically, like, it's zombies and monsters.
Anti-corporate, yeah. like, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I could have, like, been happy with that movie.
Yeah.
But then it turned into zombies, and yeah. I'm like, ah.
But it's
okay.
not just zombies. There's monsters involved, too.
Yeah, but it's, like...
Mostly based, a zombie movie.
Yeah, mostly a zombie movie.
Yeah, viruses and stuff.
The music is great.
Yeah.
I think I saw Marilyn Manson did
yeah.
some of the music, right?
Marilyn Manson, I think, was, like, in charge of the music. The score was handled by Marilyn Manson.
Cool. Yeah. From the beginning, I was like, I already love this movie.
Yeah. The music's great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about everything that led up to this part of when you finally realized it was zombies. What did you think it was other than like, is it just corporate espionage?
Yeah. I thought it was like an evil technology story. There's the vial that got broken mm-hmm. and I gathered that it was some sort of poison or whatever that was going through the ventilation system
yeah.
and like making the artificial intelligence of the building
yeah.
sort of shut things down in a weird way.
Yeah.
I thought the building was working against the humans,
yeah, yeah.
not realizing that it was actually doing the Red Queen is
yeah,
what
yeah.
the artificial intelligence is called. Not realizing that the Red Queen was actually doing what she was supposed to be doing,
yep.
which is containing the infection.
Yeah. Like it was doing exactly what
she
it was
doing
to do.
Exactly what she was supposed to be doing. We learn later that this building is actually called the Hive.
Yep.
And it is located like half a mile underground and a whole bunch of like important research happens there and everyone lives and works
yeah.
there who, yeah.
So, I mean, I would think that, you know, they all sign something saying, hey, if something bad goes on, you guys are getting locked in here.
Yeah. Yeah. So we see like all the chaos happen.
Yeah.
And someone gets their head chopped off because of an elevator thing. That, I feel like, was the Red Queen having some fun. Like, that is actually messed up. That is...
They were going to die anyway, so... Think... Yeah, she's just having fun. She's going to have to do it anyway, so she's just having fun with it.
So, yeah, the Red Queen is just supposed to be shutting it down
yeah.
and letting making everyone stay in the building. But she, looking back, is doing some stuff to mess with people. Like, she is... drowning people yeah. in a sealed room. Yeah. She is letting elevators just fall yeah. and people fall to their death. Like,
she was having fun.
She was having some, she was going through some stuff.
So the Red Queen is like the Queen of Hearts, you know, cause she's kind of evil too, right? In like Alice in Wonderland.
I guess.
And she, her name's Alice.
Oh.
The Red Queen.
Oh, this is like, shoot.
This could be like a little references to like Wizard of Oz. Oh, no, Wizard of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, yeah. Red Queen? Queen of Hearts?
Yeah,
is
Queen
that,
of Hearts.
Is that, I guess.
She's a Red Queen.
Yeah.
Queen of
okay.
Hearts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So all of that happens and then it cuts to Mila Jovovich waking up in the shower.
Yeah.
And she had like passed out, fallen, whatever, yeah. supposedly. But she doesn't remember anything.
Yeah, it's the gas that she got sprayed with.
Yeah.
Makes her have amnesia.
Yes.
Yes.
Different gas.
Different gas.
Than the people who were in the hive.
Yeah.
And when I saw her, I was like, she has the evil within.
I know. I was
is
like,
is it
wow.
her? Yeah. Is she? And then.
I think the movie did a great job on. You know, throwing
yeah.
fake trails and stuff like that and making you think somebody's one type of person when they're not.
Yeah, I just, think so too. Job. It keeps you in the dark just as she is kept in the, I mean, like she is our
yeah, yeah.
our lens into the world.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, you were like, oh, is she the bad guy?
Yeah.
Is she the good guy? Is this guy the bad guy? Is this guy the bad guy? You know, yeah. and it just kept you guessing.
And then we discover that she is in a mansion. And yeah. I was like, ah, it's a mansion.
Yeah.
Yay.
Points.
And then suddenly all these people come in.
Yeah. The commandos come in and they let her know, I guess, because she supposedly works with them. And she's supposed to be kind of like the entry point of this secret entrance to the hive.
The mansion is
yeah.
an entrance to the hive, and so she is one of the people who live there and who is supposed to protect
yes
the entrance.
Yeah.
And she has a husband,
a fake husband,
a
yes.
fake husband, but then they have had some
relations,
yes, that we learn later. She yeah. remembers like sort of
snippets here and
yeah.
there. And that's a reoccurring theme throughout the thing, is those little memory snippets.
We meet the like, I guess, rescue team, because their role is to
find out why.
Is it?
Yeah. Why the Red Queen went off and started doing defenses.
I think they were supposed to turn her off. Like, get to the hive. Because they had all the equipment needed to like turn the Red Queen off.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that was their mission,
yeah.
right?
Well, and find out why this yeah. happened.
And then we meet a couple of other people.
Yeah.
We meet her husband.
Yes.
The person who also lives with her at the mansion.
The fake husband, yes.
Yeah, and then we also meet
Spence.
Someone who says they're a cop.
Yes, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt the cop.
I kind of missed some of that. I don't know when he came in.
Came in right away.
Okay.
He's so when the wind blows and before the commando team came in, he grabs her and tells her to get away from the windows. And then I don't know exactly why he's at the mansion, but he just happens to be there and he says he's a cop.
Yeah, there's some stuff around the plot that I was like, I'm going to need to look this up later because I don't quite remember everything. But when we meet her husband, I was like, is the husband character bad? I feel like he's going to be bad.
Yeah,
I literally wrote that.
When they found
notes.
The underground train that heads to the hive.
Yeah.
That's when
he was in
him.
The train.
Yeah. In a secret, in a door that was locked. So, you know, a lot of stuff happens in that movie. At least a lot of nothing happens at first. It's a lot of dramatics and stuff like that until they reach the hive. Or the queen, I should say. The queen's room.
Yeah.
That's when things get to go crazy.
That's the laser room.
The laser room.
Oh my goodness. So there, this is the room immediately before the like supercomputer
yeah.
AI is located.
Yeah.
So the defenses trip. They trip.
Well, it seems like everything's fine at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they trip the defense mechanism.
I don't think they trip it. I think the queen was just waiting.
Okay.
Because she's like a conscious being or whatever, you know, the computer. So she's just waiting for them to get into a certain spot. Then she's like, suckers! And then just went nuts.
So the defense mechanism starts.
Yes.
And it's lasers.
Yes.
So this is like a corridor.
Yeah.
Like and a hallway. There are lasers that go the width of the corridor.
Yes.
And then it keeps on moving for the length of the corridor. Yeah. So like... It's messed up because the first one is high.
Yeah. Again, you're talking about like the queen having her fun.
Yeah. She totally had fun with this. Yeah. This was not necessary at all.
No.
The first one starts high.
Yeah.
And then it stays high for the whole corridor. Length. So all you needed to do
was
duck.
Yeah.
And it would pass over you.
Yeah.
The second one was low.
Yeah.
And it stayed low, and then it went up, right? Because
the guy tried to jump over the thing, and it when he tried to jump, it went with him and sliced him, and then
it
the
sliced
other
him
guy,
in half.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the other guy that got away because he went higher than the highest point of the laser.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is so tricky. And then was it only the third laser?
Yeah.
So the third laser starts as one line.
Yeah.
And then as it approaches the last character or one of the last characters,
the lead commando,
the like commander of the special unit, it does something really messed up.
Yeah, it does.
And instead of one single line, it breaks up into basically a diamond grid,
like a net.
Yeah, like a net. And then just goes through his body.
And the guy turns it off just after it goes through the guy.
Yeah, there's like some other person. What's his name? Kaplan.
Yeah.
Kaplan, who is trying to turn all of the stuff off.
Yeah.
And he does it just a split second too late.
Yep.
Messed up.
Yeah. And the guy's like, crap. And then it just lasers him and he's just chunks.
I wrote in my notes laser room and then a crying emoji. Well, this is when we find out a lot of the details because they end up like going into the Red Queen's room.
Yeah.
And there's a hologram
of
the little girl, which is the creator's daughter.
Yep.
And she basically like tells him what's going on.
Yeah.
And said what happened
and how to shut
she's
it down.
Basically just doing what
and
she's
that's when you find out
do.
Yeah you find out that she's actually not a bad well I mean not
well
a,
yeah. yeah
I mean
she's on no one's side.
No, she's on the side of keeping it inside,
I guess.
That's the side she's on,
but she also knows about all of the projects.
Yeah.
And we discover one of these rooms that is supposed to be a dining hall, but has all of these like
incubators.
Yeah. With weird creatures in them.
Yeah.
And we learn from her that these creatures actually had what's called the T virus, the zombie virus, injected into living tissue, she said.
Yeah.
And they shut her down.
Yes, they do.
Which shuts everything down.
And unlocks all the doors.
Yes.
Yeah. So everything that was contained is no longer contained.
Which means...
zombies!
And that's when we find out what kind of movie this
is. Yeah,
Because they accomplish their mission, essentially, not realizing, like, oh, we've just unleashed...
the evil.
Yeah.
In this resident.
The resident evil! Is that what... do we ever say... do they say in the game... why it's called Resident Evil?
No.
Hmm.
Other than maybe like, this is Resident Evil. Or, I don't know. I mean, not really that I can think of.
Because zombies, to me, doesn't seem Resident Evil. Like, these people choose. You know what I mean?
Well, the reason why it's called Resident Evil is because in the original game, the mansion has all this evil stuff going on in it.
That's not related to zombies? It's like demons?
There's like... there are other creatures like this freaking residence.
Like Umbrella Corporation does a lot of experimentation. Is that what you mean?
I think so.
Other creatures?
Sort of.
So like, even the game didn't start like the beginning of the game as a zombie thing.
No, the first thing you encounter is a zombie.
Oh.
In the game.
Well, I don't... I mean, Resident Evil is a cool name.
Yeah.
It's not what I would have chosen for a zombie thing.
Yeah.
It's what I would have chosen for a vampire thing or like a demon thing.
Yeah.
But like zombies didn't choose to be zombies. They probably actually didn't want to be zombies.
No, probably not.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
but the people that live in this mansion.
They themselves are not evil. They didn't like
the people
choose...
in the mansion that live there, the actual people that created all this crap are
okay,
evil.
Okay, yeah, yeah. They are messed up.
Yeah. They're the ones that are evil. They're the ones running behind the scenes doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And doing the experimentation. They're pretty evil.
Yeah. We also see zombie dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
We eventually find out that her husband, indeed...
Is the bad guy.
He is the resident evil.
Yeah. Well, technically, if you think about it, he did live at the mansion.
Yeah.
It's his residence.
Yeah.
Actually, there is, you know, and I'm going to bring this up as a small fun fact. In the original game, the mansion, it's called Spence's Mansion.
Oh.
And his name's Spence.
Yeah.
So it was like a little call to it. It's like a little, hey... thing if you didn't know.
Like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
Like but if it wasn't you had like, known the game, you would have like got,
maybe.
Gotten the connection.
I don't know. I don't even know if some people that know the game is know that the mansion is Spence's mansion.
Yeah. Can you explain to me though, like the central plot for this? So there's a woman who worked at Umbrella Corporation,
yes.
who is actually the sister of the fake cop.
Yes.
The fake cop's name is Matt.
Yeah.
And this woman met secretly with Alice.
Yes. So,
and like, what?
You want me to explain the story
yeah, can
a little
you
bit?
Please?
Okay. So, basically, this guy, Matt,
yeah.
He wanted to infiltrate the Umbrella Corporation because he believes it to be like a bad corporation.
Yeah, he wants to, now I'm remembering. He wants to expose them, but they need
proof.
Tangible proof that they can share with the press and with like everyone to say that Umbrella Corporation is doing illegal activity.
Yeah.
They're doing genetic and
viral
research, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're doing all this research illegally, and he would have done it himself, but since he's an activist, he would have been flagged. And so his sister, not being on any records, was asked to go do it in his stead.
Okay.
And so he had his sister go in and do it because she wouldn't be flagged.
So she works and lives in the hive.
Yeah. And she's the one getting the information or was trying to get the information. So she convinced or I guess she realized that the corporation she worked for was bad as well. And so she was also trying to expose them.
Okay. They were trying specifically to smuggle out a sample of the T virus.
Yes.
Yeah.
To show that the viral genetic stuff is going on. And with the cure. They wouldn't just take out the virus.
Yeah, there's an antivirus.
Yeah.
But what we learn, we learn snippets of the story as Alice remembers.
Yeah. And she thinks she's the bad guy for a while.
Yeah.
She thinks she was the reason.
But then we learn that her husband actually had one of those...
go ahead and explain it.
A directional device that lets...
You hear things from far away.
Yes. Is there a name for this?
There is. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
Like a sound radar?
Something like that. But basically, he could hear their conversation from way long ways away.
Yeah.
And he learned what they were doing. And he was the one who broke open the vial of the T-virus in the hive.
Yeah.
And set off this whole chain of
so
events.
So the reason why he did all this is because, first of all, money. But second, he let the virus out to disguise his escape. So no one would notice that he was taking stuff.
Yeah. What was he taking?
The
T-virus
and the cure.
Oh, he was taking more virus
and he was going to sell it on the black market.
Got it.
For money.
Okay. Okay. So Matt's sister, Alice, and Spence, the husband, all had the same goal, but for objective of stealing the T-virus, but for different reasons. Or I guess like Spence had the different reason.
Yeah, Spence was
He wanted to get rich by selling it on the black market, whereas the other two were like, we want to expose.
And that was her reason for helping. She's like, you have to do something for me. You have to expose this evil corporation. That was her reasoning for helping. But yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. By the way, Rain, Michelle Rodriguez's character, she gets bit so many times this
She
movie.
Does.
Like she's like she's like a snack for all the zombies.
Aww.
Every scene she's in where she's fighting zombies, she's just getting snacked on the entire time. And I just find that kind of funny because...
Why? It's so sad.
It is sad.
There are some sad, like, deaths.
Oh, my gosh. And I love the whole, like, hey, Alice is always like, we're all getting out of this. The entire time. She's like, we're all getting out. Those little comments throughout the whole movie made it funny to me a little bit. I mean, but it's a good movie. It's just like, you're all not coming out of this.
A lot of things happen.
Yeah, a lot.
Lots of people die.
Everybody
but
dies.
Matt,
yes,
the activist.
Yes.
He got scratched.
Yeah, and they
by one
about,
of the like lickers. You yeah. said they're called lickers. They're
well,
like
it becomes
super
a hunter.
Zombies.
Yeah, that when he became a hunter after that because he mutated after he ate Spence.
And he starts to have like reactions to that virus.
Yeah.
It's only him and Alice that make it back to the mansion.
Yes.
And after they get back to the mansion, they get back right in time for like the seal, I guess.
Yes, the door to close.
The door to close to the between hive. The mansion and the hive. So that seals all of the infection
yeah.
in the hive, except for Matt.
Yeah.
And it's wild. By the time they get back to the mansion, there's already like a sealed off room and all these people come in
yeah.
and grab him.
Yep. And her.
And because his scars are starting to like have stuff poke out from
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
And they say like, oh, I want this one for the Nemesis program.
Do you know what the Nemesis program is?
I have no idea what the I think I gather that it's testing uh-huh. by the Umbrella Corporation mm-hmm. or some sort of experimentation.
Yeah. So I'm not going to ruin it. Do okay. you want to watch another movie?
Okay.
At some point.
Yeah. I want to watch another
story,
movie.
Another one. Another yeah. Resident Evil movie. Because you know there's more than one.
I have seen that there are 5 sequels, which is wild.
Yeah. Apparently popular enough to keep on making sequels.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to ruin
okay.
the story.
Yeah, please don't.
So now you hear Nemesis Project and now you're like, what's that?
I just assume.
Yeah.
I assume that's what it is. And they also take Alice.
Yeah.
And she
goes through testing.
She goes to Raccoon City. By the way, the city is named Raccoon City.
Yeah. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
You would have thought for like such a dark sort of, you know, story like this game.
It could have been like Silent Hill, like the game.
Or it would have been, is that what it is? Yeah. Silent Hill? Or like, you know, like Gotham.
Okay.
They can't use Gotham.
No.
But like Raccoon City, it yeah. just sounds like Animal Crossing. You know?
Yeah, no, you're right.
So they take her to the hospital there basically yeah. and keep her under observation.
We don't know how long
yeah,
she's under.
Yeah. She wakes up and we don't know how long it's been.
Yeah, she wakes up like she did in the beginning of the movie.
It was almost like Fifth Element.
Yeah.
She's just covered in a sheet.
Yeah.
But she like rips all of the wires and like stuff off
needles,
of her.
Yeah.
And she goes up to the observation window and is like, is anyone there? Let me out. She's banging on the window and the camera zooms out like from her room
yeah.
into the observation room where you see her image on
a bunch of cameras.
Yeah, like computer screens and stuff, an empty chair. And then you see sort of just like someone's head.
A shadowy figure.
Shadowy figure like walk by and you assume like, oh, that's
zombies.
A zombie.
Yeah.
So she breaks out, staggers out into the hall, staggers
yeah.
out of the building. And the city is in shambles.
It's in shambles. Crazy.
Because, oh, we hear actually as she is getting wheeled off, like, to take her into the hospital
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
they're like, we're going to reopen the hive.
Yep.
We want to know what is
Mistake.
Going on. Yep.
So technically they could have survived on the inside and someone was going to open it up anyway.
Sure. Yeah. I guess so.
The ending would have
like,
been the same. Just a little, took a little longer.
Oh, what an ominous ending.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She's in a city that's just destroyed. It says the dead walk or whatever on a newspaper.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. The pacing is good. I know I said that before, but it is.
So I feel like we should just talk about what we thought about the movie at this point.
Okay.
So, Don. How you
like that? I like this movie a lot. I mean, I grew up playing the Resident Evil games, and when the movie came out, I was really excited. And to be honest, I was a little down. I was kind of not satisfied with the movie at first because since I played the game, I was wanting characters that I knew, right? And so I think for some of, for gamers that love the series, they kind of wanted to see the characters come to life, the
yeah.
characters that they play, the characters they interacted with, things like that. Which, looking at it now, I think the movie did the right thing, because knowing more about the reasons why they decided to make original characters made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And I still enjoyed the movie. There was just a little bit of a letdown when you didn't get the... I wish they would even mention characters, just even in passing.
Like, just say, like... I don't even know how they... Yeah.
Like, another cop is a friend or whatever. Just like, oh, yeah, I was talking to my friend. And,
yeah.
You know, his name is blah, blah, blah. That's it. Like, a mention. There wasn't any real mention other than, like, those Easter eggs and stuff like that. But, you know, I think... Looking at it now, I think that was the smartest way to go. But I really like the movie.
Great.
So, Megan.
Mm-hmm. How you like that? I thought this movie was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I knew obviously nothing about Resident Evil, and I was along for the ride, and I enjoyed the ride. I really, really did. I actually would love to watch you play the first Resident like Evil. Or like any of the games. Yeah. I want to watch the other movies.
Yeah. Oh, man, are you a fan now?
I think I kind of am. And because I was coming to it not really needing anything from it, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't have any context around any of the other characters. So I was just taking everything as it was. And I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Going along with what you were saying around, like, you wish there were references to other characters that are actually in the games. That goes along with something I would have wanted more of from this movie, which is just more dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
More dialogue that is, I understand that, like, in the urgency of survival, you don't have time to, like, talk about anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think I would have appreciated hearing more about the activism.
Okay.
You know, just the reasons behind why they were trying to take this corporation down. I know we got some of it in the exposition up front, but I really would have enjoyed hearing some of the characters talk about it.
I get that.
I would have enjoyed Spence having more motivation or more to his character than just like, oh, I'm in it for the money.
Yeah.
Like, I can see... Just more around him that is really related to that.
Yeah, and the thing is, they do allude to like the love connection between Alice and Spence too.
Yeah,
and he actually does care for her, and he was like, "Come with me," and she's like, "No."
Yeah,
and so he's like, "Okay, well, I guess I'm going."
Yeah, overall, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I saw that this is rated 30 something percent on Rotten Tomatoes, and wow. Y'all
I think it depends on who you ask. Because like, I think 88% of Google users like it. And then if you look at like Metacritic, they're like 60 something.
Just have fun, know? Yeah. But no, I had a lot of fun with this movie. It was great.
Yeah.
Let's have a Resident Evil night and go through all the rest of the media.
And some of the games and everything. Yeah. We'll go through some of that stuff. Maybe we'll go do some of it tonight.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, that was Resident Evil,
the
2002 movie.
Yeah.
Let us know what you thought about the movie on our socials.
Yeah.
And now that we're done with that, we'll go on to plugs. This is music, TV, movies, products, whatever, that we have been enjoying recently. Don, do you have any plugs that you would like to share?
Sure. I have a plug. So the plug that I would like to do, and... keeping on theme, Resident Evil games, especially the remakes for PlayStation 4, are really fun, and they did a really good job on the reimagining or the recreation of the games, and I think that they're worth playing today, and you should try it. They're relatively new. And
what are you playing them on?
PlayStation 5, but it's PlayStation 4 version of the games, 2 and 3 anyway. There is a remake you can download off the PlayStation Store for Resident Evil 1 or other platforms, you know, Xbox and PC and stuff like that. So there are a lot of ways to play these games today, but the remakes are really good.
Great.
So, Megan, do you have any plugs?
You know, I actually don't. I talked about last episode some of the stuff I watched when I had COVID. Since then, I have still only been watching Bridgerton. So I actually want to throw it back to you, Don, because I think you're forgetting something that you have been watching recently. And I think you should talk about it.
I don't know if I should talk
about it. I think you should talk about it.
Okay. Well,
tell us about what you've been watching recently. You get double plug.
Double plug day. Double
for plug this episode.
Day. Okay. So, I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan.
Yes.
As some of you may know, one of his first sitcoms he's ever been on, at least more prominent sitcoms that he started with, is Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place that's streaming it, and very little on, like, just to see on, like, YouTube, just little snippets and stuff like that. So I went on Amazon to see if I could buy the Blu-ray, which does not exist. So I ended up buying the entire series on DVD, and I've been watching that.
Yeah, it's so funny to see early Ryan Reynolds. Like, I know he was a child teen actor too, but it's funny to see him.
Yeah, but he acts a lot like Van Wilder or any of those kind of things.
Because this is before that, right?
Yeah, this is before Van
like
Wilder.
Right before it.
This is like his first foray, I believe, and this, like, he did a whole, like, you know, put me he when he got an agent in when he became an actor. This was the first U.S. audition that he, or like, he had a bunch of auditions. This is the one that he got.
Yeah.
And this is his first sitcom.
And I think you heard about it because I was watching David Letterman's Netflix series, and he has,
yes,
Ryan Reynolds on one of his episodes.
That's true.
And they talk about the show. And you were like, huh? He has a show?
No, I knew about the show. I remember. I just forgotten completely about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that wasn't your plug, that you've been watching the Letterman thing.
I mean, you can watch it. There's my plug.
Good plug. Good plug.
Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, that's a TV show. I'm not sure if it's for everyone, but there's definitely a fan base out there for this kind of show.
Ryan Reynolds fans, yeah, specifically.
Nathan Fillion, too.
Oh, true, 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 true.
If you're curious, I say try to find it somewhere and watch it.
Well, that is this week's episode of Movies with Megajohn.
Yeah.
Follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And follow us on Instagram. We're at Movies with Megajohn.
And as always, I encourage you to go watch, listen, play things that you haven't yet, because there you might find your new favorite thing.
Go watch something new.
All right.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.